puts me back in Manitoba many moons ago.
Well, let's see where Gordon Goldsberry was going to take us today on Abandoned Manitoba. Gordon, of course, with the Manitoba Historical Society. Hello, Gordon.
Good morning, Terry.
Now, last week you said something about La Vérendrye and a view that he could see?
That's right. In southern Manitoba, there is a hill that allegedly was where La Vérendrye stopped on his travels across the continent. And because it's such a large hill relative to the surrounding landscape, you go to the top and you do get a commanding view in all directions.
Where is this hill?
Well, it's called Star Mound, and it's south of Larivière, about 12 miles, about 4 miles from the U.S. border. And the closest community, I suppose, is the little village of Snowflake, Manitoba. It's a little west of Snowflake.
How do you know that La Vérendrye stood there?
Well, a variety of things, but I'm including his journals where he documented sort of his travels. He makes reference to this. And in fact, it appears regularly in a lot of historical documents. There are references to it, for example, in the 1850s when John Palliser, who was going out across the prairies, for whom the Palliser Triangle
is named. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Palliser makes reference to it. He didn't go there, Palliser himself, but he noticed it in a distance, and he called it the Hill of the Great Medicine Dance. But then in the 1850s, 1859 specifically, an artist by the name of Paul Kane.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, very famous artist. Yeah. He traveled across Western Canada, and he describes it in his book entitled Wanderings of an Artist Among the Indians of North America.
So this was a built mound?
No, actually. Well, it's a little complex. What the geologists call a glacial moraine.
Oh, yes.
Basically, it's just a bunch of debris that the glacier was kind of pushing along. Mm-hmm. And then the glacier kind of moved and kind of left it piled up. So the majority of this hill, and it is a significant hill, by the way. It's apparently about 100 feet above the surrounding landscape. You drive towards it, and you're driving across sort of what looks like a sort of a flat plain. And suddenly, there's this large sort of, well, by prairie standards, of course, a hill.
Yes.
I suppose anybody in a mountainous area would think it's a little pimple. But it is commanding because it is so much higher, 100 feet or so. But then on top of that moraine, indigenous people had established a community.
Really?
There was apparently a village on top. And in fact, when La Vérendrye did visit that hill in 1738, he notes this in his journal, he did not find the community. It was gone by that time. But he did note that it was a fairly substantial village. So we know that it was occupied. And we know that because there is a mound on top of the mound. And in fact, anthropologists talk about Star Mound as referring to the mound on top of the mound itself. In other words, Star Mound, which is the name that the locals give it today, they refer to that as the hill. In fact, the anthropologists call Star Mound the artificial mound on top of it as the Star Mound. And then there's various other names that are given to the whole structure. In fact, I've seen a whole bunch of names. One of the more common ones is the Nabogwawin Butte, Nabogwawin,
yes,
or the Nabogwawin Hill. But it's also sometimes called the Merry Dance Hill or the Dry Dance Hill. There's a number of allusions to dancing, which I suppose is it was probably some kind of ceremonial site for indigenous people.
Wow.
These burial mounds, and that's probably what they were used for quite a period of time. And they're what are described as effigy mounds in that the mounds appear like something. In other words, they aren't just sort of a mound of soil piled up. In the case of the one on the top of the Star Mound, it's supposedly in the shape of a beaver. Now, I've not seen it from above, and I think that's probably what you need to do to get the sense of the beaver. It didn't look, to my mind, it didn't look beaverish, but I'm told, or it may be simply that it's eroded through time, and it did look like that more often in the past. And there were apparently a triangle of mounds around it. And those triangular mounds have since been eroded away, and you can't see those at all. But they say there is still evidence of that mound on top of the mound.
Wow, it sounds like a place with a story to tell, though.
Well, indeed. You have to imagine what people back in the, few hundred years ago would have seen. You know, nowadays you go up to the top and you see agricultural fields spanning out in all directions. Back then, of course, it would have been prairie, and you would have got a commanding view of just, well, in fact, that's probably why people would have put a community there. You know, if you were concerned about safety,
yes,
you're concerned about, other people, this would give you an ability to see them coming from a very long way away.
What do you know about whether there was ever any excavation done?
Well, there were, in fact. Now, I don't know if there's any recent excavation, but certainly one of the earliest records that I could come across was from a professor from the University of Toronto by the name of Henry Montgomery. And he came apparently in 1909 to do a little bit of checking around. But then an American by the name of William Baker Nickerson came, and he spent apparently 3 years on the site between 1912 and 1915 carrying out excavations. So if you do a search on Star Mound, you'll see references to it in collections. There, I guess, were artifacts that were recovered that have now been used in various interpretations of the culture that was there at that time. But the most conspicuous thing, though, if you're going to visit the site today, is a one-room schoolhouse right smack dab on the top.
So how do we find this? Near Snowflake, you said, right?
Yes, that's right. I think your best bet is to go to Larivere and then drive south, straight south from Larivere. You will see it.
You will see it.
Oh, it's pretty conspicuous. If you need a little extra help, though, we do have precise latitude and longitude of the mound on our website.
Oh, don't you have great stuff on that site? Wow, it's so detailed. Gordon, thanks a lot.
Thank you very much.
This has been great fun. And next week?
Well, next week's site also involves a hill, this one relating to housekeeping.
Okay. All right. See you next week.
See you then.
Thanks a lot.
Bye-bye.
No matter where I go, every time the wind blows, puts me back in Manitoba, many moons.